It's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Time for the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. Larry, what do you got going on today?
Well, we have a guest today that makes the lead-in. What is that? Is that a jingle? Is that a, what is that
you would say? I think it's like a message.
Whatever it is, it's fitting because okay. Our guest today is Jason Evans, head volleyball coach at Leon High School, one of the most storied high school volleyball programs in the state. Jason is entrusted with leading that group, and the thing that I know about Jason, having covered his teams many times at the state tournament, is that the defense thing works, the chant of defense works, because they don't always grow them 6'6", or 6'3", or maybe even 5'11", at Leon, but they do play defense, and they do get after it. Jason, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Larry. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being with us. I'm assuming we drug you out of practice, and I apologize for that. I really apologize to the girls who you probably have running sprints until we get through with this segment. Jason, you guys this week rank second in the state in Class 3A, and you've been up there the whole year. It seems like you're always there. I did want to ask you your record, because since the last time we talked, it's that time of year when programs are finishing up their tournament play and getting ready to move into district. And so you guys have played a lot of matches. What is Leon's record now, and are you guys getting pretty close to going into league play?
We're 25-2 right now.
Wow.
And we're going to be off the rest of this week. We don't have a game or tournament this weekend.
That's why you agreed to be on the show.
That's right. And we play Caldwell, my good friend Jane Ann Geese over at Caldwell. We play them next Tuesday, and then we'll start district next Friday.
Okay. One thing I wanted to ask you to talk to us about, Jason, and really had the timing been better, had I been smart enough to call you earlier in the week, I would like to have talked to you the week that you guys hosted your tournament. And I had a Thursday open, but you guys were playing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, a big tournament, a prestigious tournament. You had teams coming in from larger classifications and people who take volleyball pretty seriously. There's no way you were letting the Eagle intramural team get into that tournament. Tell us about that tournament, because you did have some good folks coming in.
We do, and we had 19 schools here this year, and everybody played all 3 days, and it was a good tournament and a lot of competition. Robinson, who was at state last year in 4A, is who we played in the championship game, and we ended up beating Robinson in 3. We beat them the first game, and then they beat us, and we finished them off in 3 there. So that was a good match for us. But Caldwell, who's ranked pretty good in 4A as well, they were here. Central Heights, who's up and coming Class 3A school, Centerville in 2A, Crawford in 2A. Then we had Tarkington, a perennial powerhouse in volleyball in 4A. Wortham, who's ranked, I think, 2 or 3 in 2A, was here. And that's just to mention a few that I can remember off the top of my head. But those were all, you know, and I think going through the list of those 19 schools, I believe that about 17 out of the 19 were playoff teams.
Right. And it brings up a topic I'd like to ask you about, Jason, because you've been doing this for a while. And I talked to it doesn't really matter in football, but in the other sports where you have a state tournament like basketball, baseball, softball, volleyball, they seed those teams when you get to state. So the games you win and lose, or the volleyball matches you win and lose early in the season, can have a minor impact. If you're the best team in the state, you can probably go to the state tournament and beat whoever you play. But how do you balance that out? I know basketball coaches and volleyball coaches that they just won't worry about that. They'll play good people. You're playing. You're a you're a 3A school in a traditional power, but you're playing not only in your tournament, but in these other matches. You mentioned Tuesday playing Caldwell. Well, Caldwell's in a top 10 team in the classification above you. And the same thing with Robinson. You said they went to state last year. Do you worry at all about your record, or is it more about who you play and getting ready?
You know, we really don't. I think the kids worry about the record, but me and my staff, and I don't know, several years ago, I got to the point where I thought, and I said, you know, I want to play. When we get in the playoffs, we don't want to play a team that's the best team we've played all year. You know, we want to play people better than that. And so that's kind of our philosophy. And you know, it's nice to win, and it's good to win when you can win against some of those bigger schools and good volleyball programs. But the ultimate goal is at the end of the year and making the playoffs and trying to put a run together, make it to the regional tournament and state tournament. So we don't put a whole lot of emphasis on our record. I mean, we like to win, and every time we go out there, we think we've got a shot to win. But in terms of trying to pad up the schedule or anything like that, we try to play good competition because we feel like that's what helps us and helps us get ready for down the road.
We're visiting with Leon volleyball coach Jason Evans, a friend of the program, longtime friend of the program, one of the most successful volleyball coaches in the Brazos Valley. Jason, tell us a little bit about your team. I was kind of teasing you a little bit in the introduction there, but you don't, in the years I've covered you, you haven't had a lot of 6-foot middle blockers or 6'1 outside hitters that can jump through the roof. You guys play a style and you make it work. It also seems like because the kids are in the Leon volleyball program, it almost feels like sometimes their whole life, even when you graduate kids, it seems like you kind of have a crop waiting. It's not like there's ever any kind of a big drought or anything. When you look at this team and look at the roster, tell me what kind of team this is and maybe tell us about some of your top players.
Okay. I've only got 10 girls on the varsity right now, and they were all either on varsity last year or moved up during the playoffs. We graduated some and lost some due to that. But I've only got one sophomore, Katie Honeycutt. She was a freshman last year. And the rest, I have 6 juniors and 3 seniors.
Wow.
And a side note to that, one of my seniors has yet to step on the court. She tore her ACL back in the end of February, 1st of March, and had surgery. And we're looking forward to having her back at the round September 23rd, I think, is a target date.
And who is that, Coach?
That's Michaela McGeary, and she was one of our middle hitters last year that's a great senior leader. And, I mean, I know it's hard for her right now not being out there on the court. She's able to practice and go through about 80% of the stuff we're doing, but hadn't been fully released yet. But she is eager. I kid her and talk to her. She's like a rabid dog. She's foaming at the mouth, ready to get back out there. So that's going to be a boost for us when she comes back as well. But our other two seniors are Taylor Carrington and Brianna Sitton. And Brianna, she's been on varsity, and Taylor as well, since they were freshmen. And
I thought Brianna was on varsity when she was in the fifth grade. Is that not right?
She was probably helping carry some water bottles around or something out there. But, you know, and she's iconic. She's the total example of what you want, or what we want from a volleyball player. Freshman year, she was an all-state setter, and we won state that year. And the crazy coach came in the next year, and I wanted her to be the libero, and so she did that. And the last 2 years, she's played all the way around and hit outside for us. So, you know, and she's just that versatile in her mindset. She's willing to do whatever it is to help the team win, and she's done that extremely well.
When you and I talked, we just like to talk volleyball, but I think you told me there's at some point you actually have maybe 3 kids that, if they aren't officially liberos, have played that position. So that speaks a little bit to the philosophy and the way you guys play defense. You mentioned Brianna having been a setter and a libero and now a hitter. Boy, it never hurts when you have one of those versatile kids who, even if they're not playing setter, if you're in a bind and you're out of system or something, that they can set for you. I know last year I really enjoyed watching people like Haley Slocum over at Consolidated.
Right.
When you've got somebody that can set, can also hit, block, do everything, that makes y'all's job just a little bit easier.
It does. We try in our younger levels to teach everybody how to do a little bit of everything, and then obviously the skill levels, you know, increase or people separate from the pack. But it's nice when you've got versatile players and that have the ability to be able to pass the ball and be able to set the ball and be able to hit and block some. And that's essentially, like you said, Brianna was the libero her sophomore year. Taylor was the libero last year. Now Leslie Nealon, a junior, has stepped into that role because Brianna and Taylor are both playing all the way around. So, you know, it's good for us because Brianna and Taylor and Leslie are the three that are back there in serve receive, and all three of them have played in that libero situation. So, you know, it's good. And like you said, you know, I'm not against having a six-footer. I just, you know, I would welcome that. But we just, right now, we're limited in the height department, so we've got to make it up in other areas. And defense, right. Defense is the name of the game, and being able to control the ball and be in system and run things a little quicker to try to beat the other teams, those teams that have big blocks and stuff. And that's another advantage playing the bigger schools. You see some tall girls and some athletic girls and some girls that, you know, teams that are very good volleyball schools. So that helps us. So if we run into another 3A school of that caliber, hopefully, you know, we're ready and prepared for it. Right.
That's Jason Evans. He's the Leon volleyball coach. They get the weekend off. I don't know how hard Jason will work them. He may have them running around the track at the football game tomorrow night. But I know he's part volleyball coach and part cross country coach, from what I've been told. But Jason, we appreciate the time. You guys, you said you'll play Caldwell on Tuesday and then start district. Are you going to be at your place Tuesday or at Caldwell?
We're actually at Caldwell. We played Caldwell the first game of the year, and they came over here. So we're going to return the favor and go see them on Tuesday.
Okay, and you said you have 10 kids. So if gas keeps going down, Coach, I'm going to recruit maybe one of the young guys from the sports staff and drive over, because I'd love to be there just to show you have enough to scrimmage.
Hey, that'd be good. We'll suit you up.
There you go. Coach, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks, Larry.
That's a good guy right there. I tell you what, Aubrey, we could go into we didn't have time on that segment, but his grandfather was the head coach at Leon and won like about approximately 7 million volleyball matches. They won. They may still be the state leader in state championships, but it's pretty cool. You know, and you know, when he was a kid, he was probably out there chasing the balls that went up in the up in the stands, and now he's the guy running the show. It's pretty good, and he is a nice guy. So we appreciate him being with us.
Good story there. I assume that 7 million would be a record.
Approximately
7 million.
It's a guess.
We got to go to break. We'll come back and wrap up with the news. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.